Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. And one thing you can say about this job, it's not a lonely job.
Never.
No, I have a co-host. Although, sitting in for Celeste, who's on her way to the Washington Mall to report on the Colbert-John Stewart rallies down in Washington, is Noel King.
Good morning,
part of the
John.
Takeaway family. Good morning, Noel. You know, I sometimes wish that, I mean, they say the president's job is the loneliest in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Right. You know, they used to say that because of the Cold War, you know, you got the nuclear button, that sort of thing. I would imagine a predicament. Like, you really want some advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if there's, like, a office down in the basement where you could go and you could, like, call up any
like
previous president.
Yeah, you know, I like
and just
this.
Get advice.
I like
it's
this.
Like, Millard Fillmore, you know, what should I do? Zachary Taylor, dude.
Where do I go from here,
there
Zachary
we go.
Taylor?
Sam Donaldson, the White House correspondent for more than 40 years for ABC News. Is there such an office in the basement of the White House where presidents can get advice from former presidents?
No, there's an office down there, I suppose, where they can go hide. And at the moment, that's where Barack Obama wishes he could be. But, of course, as leader of the party, he's got to come through these last 4 days. But I think it's a fool's errand.
And based on your experience with the Carter, Reagan, and Clinton administrations, what's the comparison that's most apt for you between Obama's predicament and presidents in the past?
Well, Democrats ought to hope it's going to be Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's first 2 years, you'll recall, were terrible. I mean, he was headed toward a one-term presidency. The Republicans swept the Congress and then shot themselves repeatedly in the foot, giving President Clinton the opportunity to be for the poor, the oppressed, stand against the Visigoths at the gate, which he did, and it was time to get reelected. I'm not certain that's going to happen this time. I am certain that the Republicans will take the House and have a good shot at taking the Senate, but will they shoot themselves in the foot again? Let's see.
Hey, Sam, I love it. It's not even 10 minutes into the hour, and we've already referred to the Visigoths. I love that.
Jenny Weber.
Well, yes, you know, I knew them well. Covered them.
Jenny Weber, professor of history at the University of Kansas. If President Obama could sneak into an office and make a call 4 days out from the 2010 midterms, which former president do you think he should call?
Maybe Teddy Roosevelt.
Jenny, go ahead.
Why Teddy Roosevelt?
Another party, but the... Teddy Roosevelt was quite effective for some time before things turned bad. A trust buster, as you remember, did more for the environment in the wilderness areas of this country. He was a cowboy, yes. The famous saying, we got a cowboy in the White House now.
All right,
but he was an activist. Now, President Obama has been an activist. But the difference there is Teddy Roosevelt got some things done. President Obama has also... But he hasn't defended them.
All right,
Let's take the health care reform bill.
So I would say that FDR would be the president he should call.
All right, why is that, Jenny Weber?
Well, Roosevelt came in into a very similar situation, a nation in a deep economic crisis, and he mobilized very quickly. He was our first president to, you know, establish this idea of getting a lot done in the first 100 days, and he did. He was really effective at that. Where I see the big difference between Roosevelt and Obama, and where Obama could probably use his help, is Roosevelt was a genius at mobilizing the public and keeping them behind him.
Well, it's an interesting comparison, Teddy Roosevelt versus FDR.
Oh, no, I'm talking about FDR.
No, but okay. Sam says Teddy Roosevelt. You say FDR. Jenny Weber, a historian and author of Copperhead. She's a historian at the University of Kansas. Sam Donaldson, of course, ABC News White House correspondent for more than 40 years. Sam, you know, Teddy Roosevelt benefited from the fact that he came into the White House unelected, right?
That's right. He succeeded an assassinated president.
Right. So you know, it's a little bit different. I mean, FDR, you know, won an election and then had to move through a very, very difficult recession. If it was up to me, I think I'd call FDR before I'd call Teddy Roosevelt. Your thoughts?
Well, I think both of you have a point. Jenny has a very good point, which she made concerning Franklin Roosevelt's assumption of power at a time of great crisis and all of that. I lean toward Teddy Roosevelt simply because of the ability that Teddy Roosevelt had to take on the big problems also. We didn't have a big depression then. We'd gone through a number of panics. But the kind of trust-busting problem that he had was similar to some extent to the kind of problems FDR had.
Right.
And I just like Roosevelt's style, meaning the first Roosevelt, although I'm a Franklin Roosevelt fan also.
Indeed. Sam Donaldson, the Roosevelt comparison. You know, the other thing about FDR that's interesting, and Noel and I were talking about this before the show, Roosevelt, of course, a wartime president, not so much Teddy Roosevelt. Jenny Weber, Abraham Lincoln, of course, a wartime president. There are other wartime presidents who Barack Obama could call. you know, with two war fronts active, what is the comparison if we look purely at the president at war, America at war scenario in the midterms? Jenny Weber?
You mean which president should he call?
Right.
Boy, that's an interesting question. Well, you know, Lincoln is just always a good guy to call. If nothing else, he's going to be entertaining to talk to, right, with his stories. But Obama does not face the massive military crisis that Lincoln did. But I think what if you're thinking about Obama as a commander-in-chief, again, I think that you have a problem of his failing to articulate what the goals of these two wars are, and Lincoln was really, really good at that, and making the public understand what was at stake in the Civil War and persuading them to stay behind him.
Although, Jenny Weber, as you write in your book, Lincoln learned on the job how to articulate that message from the Emancipation Proclamation to the Keeping the Union Together idea. It wasn't something that came to him immediately.
No, and I don't think that being president is something that comes to any president immediately. There's a lot of on-the-job training, and I think that we've really seen that with Obama as well. We saw it with Clinton. I think we see it with every president. There's a certain period of time, for some longer, for some shorter, for them to really understand how to use the reins of power. And it took Lincoln a good year to understand how to do that.
All right, Jenny Weber's going to be with us all hour. She's a historian at the University of Kansas. Sam Donaldson, before we go, has anything surprised you about these first 2 years of the Obama presidency?
Well, what surprised me is the president who came to power with a great message failed to articulate it. Tough times, true. Also, presidents have to learn to pull the trigger, and I think he's been loath sometimes to pull the trigger, wants to talk about it some more. There are times when you can't talk anymore, you've got to act.
Sam, thanks so much for coming on the program, buddy. It's great to talk to you again.
Enjoyed it, John.
Sam Donaldson, ABC News correspondent, 43-year stint covering the White House, spanning the Carter, Reagan, and Clinton administrations. His advice to Barack Obama, call up Teddy Roosevelt. More from Jenny Weber when we return. Thanks, Sam.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.